From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 13th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the acquisition of the former St. Patrick's Central Catholic High School by the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties is now on hold. In a recent meeting with the village officials, MHA was briefed on three zoning-related options for the property. The association can request a zoning variance, a special use permit, or a change in the zoning law. Association Executive Director Jeff Rovitz said the options are under consideration, but no decision has yet been made. Until the association makes that decision, the village must wait. Catskill Village President Heather Bagshaw said, and I quote, "We asked them for a timely response on what they would like to do going forward," end quote. Rovitz said if the purchase goes through, the building will require more than $2 million in renovations. The association's plan for the building calls for the consolidation of 6 or 7 of its Greene County locations. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Register Star has a rundown of upcoming construction projects in Columbia County. Beginning May 18th, the bridge that carries Columbia County Route 19 over a tributary to the Klein Kill in Livingston will be closed while culvert replacement work is done. The bridge is expected to be closed for 2 to 3 months. A posted detour will traverse County Route 19 and 8 and Route 9. The replacement of 4 other bridges or large culverts will also begin within the coming weeks. The Dinehart Bridge in Copeck and the large culvert carrying Columbia County Route 24 over Indian Creek and Canaan will both be replaced beginning in early June. The Dean Bridge in North Hillsdale will also be replaced, and construction is slated to begin late June. A major culvert sidewalk replacement project under a section of Main Street in Germantown will begin immediately after the July 4th holiday. County Department of Public Works will post local off-site detour routes for use by local traffic for each of these projects. You can read that story in the Register Star. And for our final story, Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Communications Workers of America have endorsed 19th Congressional District candidate Democrat Zephyr Teachout and Democrat State Senate candidate Sarah Nicoli. The union is currently locked in a bitter month-long strike against Verizon. The endorsement was made Thursday, May the 12th, at the Verizon picket line in Cairo. On Wednesday, May 11th, Teachout's Democratic opponent, Will Yandick, announced the endorsement of 2 Woodstock officials, longtime Supervisor Jeremy Wilbur and town board member Laura Rickey, as well as Ulster County Legislator John Perrette. One of the largest unions in New York, CWA has more than 1,800 active members in the 19th Congressional District Union. Union representatives said many of its members are already volunteering to knock on doors and phone bank on behalf of Teachout. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. While the U.S. Congress is yet to investigate the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, Kinderhook-based Congressperson Chris Gibson wants to hold hearings over the water in Rensselaer County. Kenneth C. Crow II writes in Capital Confidential that Gibson is asking the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to investigate the PFOA contamination of drinking water in Hoosick, Hoosick Falls, and Petersburg. The congressman wrote, and I quote, "Critical questions regarding the actions of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, New York State Department of Health, and New York State Department of Environmental Conservation remain unanswered. Regrettably, the New York legislature has changed course and now will not conduct oversight hearings on what went wrong and why, after stating they would be holding hearings on this matter. This has only increased frustration and concern among many of my constituents and myself that our regulatory agencies are not facing the necessary and appropriate oversight of their agencies." You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that the Germantown Planning Board says a retail store on Route 9G could have a negative environmental impact on the town. The story does not indicate exactly how the retail store, in this case a proposed Dollar General, would have a negative environmental impact in Germantown, but the Germantown Planning Board voted unanimously on April 28th to give the project a positive declaration for the State Environmental Quality Review, the SEQR, Like other retail outlets in Germantown, the proposed 9,100 square foot store would have a parking lot, lighting signage, a loading area, and landscaping. There will be public meetings in the next few weeks on the issue, the story says. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daily Freeman reports that Dean Skelos, the former state majority leader, a Republican in Albany, was sentenced May the 12th to 5 years in prison and $500,000 fine for extortion, fraud, and bribery. Earlier in the month, former State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, was sentenced to 12 years in prison in a similar corruption case. Despite that news, legislators in Albany have done little this session to reform ethics or transparency. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, Bill Mahoney in Politico New York reports that a few different names topped the list of spending by lobby groups in Albany in 2015. The ProTax Invest in Education Coalition, the Labor Union New York State United Teachers, the Charter School Advocates, Families for Excellent Schools, topped the list of lobbyist spending. Two groups intent on changing votes on the 421A tax credit, the New York City and Vicinity Carpenters Labor Management Corporation and the real estate-backed Putting New York to Work were fourth and seventh in spending. Only the teachers' union has been on previous top 10 list of lobbyists spending in Albany. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers today, with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. The National Weather Service in Albany has also issued a hazardous weather outlook through Friday night, saying that there is a slight chance of non-severe thunderstorms during the afternoon, especially south of Albany. The temperature high will be near 65 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, with a low around 49 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. There will be increasing clouds and a temperature high near 69 degrees. The Saturday night, a chance of showers mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:34 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:08 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 13th day of May, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.